Support for this podcast and the following message comes from UJA Federation of New York, celebrating 100 years of doing good together. UJA makes it easy to get involved with the causes you care about. 70 countries, millions of lives changed, a better world for us all. Make time for good at ujafedny.org.
Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, a.k.a. Allison, and Johnny, and Red Hood is just coming in fashionably late. So, yes.
What
tonight,
else is there?
We have some very...
More.
Wait, he's here.
More like I was just coming in from the really, really good weather. So, yeah.
Ah.
Right. Anyway,
so
sorry for my lateness.
So fast. Wait.
We tonight have
some
dilemma.
Great news.
We have to first cover
or
the dilemma.
Not so much a dilemma. No, not so much a dilemma. It's more... It's
Pinky, cover the dilemma.
Getting... You mean all of us cover it?
The dilemma.
Speechless is raising awareness and making a really good show that really depicts what it is like for people with disabilities. Which I believe John even mentioned it got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. I personally think I hope it sticks around because there needs to be more shows like that. Especially when they're wanting to make sure that they are also raising awareness for disabilities.
I mean,
which is yes, Red Hood.
It's great. It's great to see this.
I agree.
It's a
good thing.
Sometimes they can mess that up, but they pretty much nailed it.
Oh yeah.
It's about time too.
Oh
that
yeah.
This actually occurred. Like, where a show that is not necessarily a reality show depicts what it is like for people with disabilities. It's really, you can't deny that this is a huge accomplishment in of itself.
We're not denying it. I mean,
no,
we can't deny it.
I'm just saying that
we're servicing the industry by putting it out here.
I know.
We're not denying it.
I know.
So,
I know this. What I'm saying is no one should deny something that is.
The only people that would deny such a thing are people who just don't want to pay attention to it.
Right.
And I think that when you produce TV like this, this will get a nod at so many Emmys.
I hope it does better than other series where it doesn't get shorted or have issues because of the quality that. Because of what they're discussing, too.
Yep.
You can't deny something of this nature.
Yeah, I've seen some pilot episodes that are like real stinkers. This wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes people who actually who find this to be really beneficial to actually discuss, to have an open communication of discussing what is actually out there, too, and not just going, oh, we don't want to discuss this because it's too challenging. Life is challenging in and of itself, so it's either you don't hide the elephant in the room, actually do something about it. Don't be the person that just goes, oh, it's fine. Ah, oh, it's okay. No, it isn't.
I mean,
actually,
it's
far from
it. The fact is that they're probably the probably ABC, you know, I was talking to the chief publicist for ABC the other week, and they get somebody from Speechless on the show, and I can't say who, but you know, in the fact that we do what we do, right, and I said, this is what we do. He was so keen on it.
Right.
He's like, yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that show is like speechless, turning people's heads. I mean, that hasn't
right.
been.
And if we have the ability to make, to cause a, to raise eyebrows for what we do, I think we're in the same, we can do great things just like Speechless is.
Right.
And it shouldn't matter.
Yeah. I mean,
what ability do you have?
Is that, I think the real thing is that we are audio, they are audio visual. Like, you can see it. You can't stick
right.
a, you can't stick our topic show on visual. I mean, you could, but the jokes would become that much better and funnier.
Right, yeah.
And that's just the funniest
thing.
That's
it, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I also think that there's more to just having a... It's more to just have an open mind and viewing the show, the series, with an open mind. Because if you don't have an open mind, then you won't actually learn or grow with people versus grow and learn what is out there and how much everyone contributes. Has the ability to grow, and it's a huge thing when we're seeing a series break boundaries, and not just for some little thing. It's a pretty big thing. In of itself, to just go and say, oh, yeah, it's fine and dandy. It's fine, yes, but you can't think that it's just okay to ignore who's out there too, and who might actually feel that need to make a change and actually have the chance, be given the chance to do different things.
I mean, the thing is that really,
Mm-hmm.
These kinds of shows rarely come about.
Yeah.
And when they do, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge to
I
think growing.
What I'm trying to say is we're laughing with him, not at him.
Right. I mean, that's the best
mm-hmm.
thing is that when you have something as sensitive as a disability TV show, I think that the best part, really, is that they're recognized. The even better part is that they're not
mm-hmm.
getting, like Glee, they're not getting, a person who is not getting a person who is able-bodied,
yeah.
which is even better. And that's really it, you know. You're not gonna see that. You know, I think that more and more and more, I mean, as I write, as everything begins to happen for the show, that you're gonna see the attack of the disabled writer, the attack of the disabled actor, and we're gonna come out, and you're not gonna really like.
Yeah, we're gonna come out blazing.
You're gonna either like us, or you're gonna go and say, because it really doesn't matter.
It would also mean that if people don't like it, it's okay. You don't have to like it. You have to just understand. Be willing to grow, not just to say you're going to grow a time. Actually grow with what is going on versus being stuck in a dissoluted state of being.
Being stuck in a state is not good. Being stuck in a state.
And I know we have to move on to our another subject, which.
Yeah. The
have
thing.
You ever wondered
the dilemma.
Why?
The dilemma.
Yes.
The dilemma. My favorite part of the show is the dilemma.
Red Hood. Have you ever thought Apple will be going into the fashion industry?
Me? No.
Because
no. Not in a million years. I mean, why is Apple? I mean, look.
Apparently
what?
Could I please? They unveiled a new patent for an Apple unveiled a bag, which I don't know what to think. Are they trying to fool us? Is this like an a bad April Fool's joke? Oh wait, it's not April. It's not April 1st.
It's
so
not April.
So it's kind of a
Pinky, it's not April.
And apparently they unveiled it. They unveiled it, and it was. I don't know what they're wanting to use it for, but they're trying to. Trying to make it where you get a special bag when you go to the Apple Store to.
It's gonna cost like $30.
A shopping bag.
It's gonna cost $30.
A reusable shopping bag.
Then it's gonna cost $30.
Then I would hope that shopping bag is made. If it costs $30, I don't see that being.
Wait for a joke. It's gonna cost $30 and it's gonna be replaceable in 6 months.
Oh God. Oh boy. Oh no. And I don't think. And if they're trying to help save the planet, why are they trying to patent a bag?
Yeah.
Because isn't there other stores that have the reusable bags? They lost that momentum when they actually decided to give someone the ability to purchase a bag. I don't know to purchase a bag. Anywhere else.
Look. With Apple, you can purchase an iPhone with an eye, an eye bag with an eye bag, an eye shaped like a bag, a computer to fit in the eye bag.
That would be funny.
An iPod, as vintage as they are.
An iPhone with no headphone jack.
An iPhone with no headphone jack that's an adaptable headphone jack. And everything else. You can also purchase Beanie Babies from Apple as well. They're called applications. You know, there's a lot of things that one can purchase. I mean, like, everything.
Right, yeah.
Everything.
You wouldn't be thinking of just being I could understand if they're trying to say, yes, purchase our bag, but have it be, I would hope that it's a reusable one, that it's not going to be like $30, $40. At that point, I would say, have that money go to charity.
Yeah.
Because I will not be spending $30 for a reusable bag. And granted, there are states, there are cities that have taxes on bags for, like, shopping bags. If they're trying to prevent people from using plastic bags, it better be a reasonable amount of money, too.
I mean,
because guess what? Or is it going to be a fad? Oh, I'm carrying around my Apple iBag shopping? Really? Come on.
Oh, that bag was so 6 months ago.
Are they trying to...
I got the new Apple iBag, too.
Oh, no. I mean, that is... there is a thing where you can say, oh, that bag was 6 months ago. Oh, wait, it was even 12 months ago, you know, back in December.
Hey, yeah.
Up and here comes the new...
Wait.
Here comes the new Apple Bag QS.
Wait,
yeah, right.
Oh, God, that would be funny. But about it? Are they going to compete with Coach?
No, I have a better idea. They're going to compete with Ralph Lauren.
Oh, God. No. Just no.
Yes.
No.
That's the new designer version.
Exactly. Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren will do anything to the block. So was Candy Making Daughter. You know, it'll be like, really? You know, and they'll ruin it with, like, the fucking polo horse on it. Apple and Apple Polo, you know, or Apple-pel.
Oh, God.
You know, apropos of Apple-pel.
I guess they're trying to be better than a Microsoft store bag.
No. I think Microsoft has a lot going for it. I mean, they just had the new Xbox, which is actually considerably cheaper.
Even though I am on a Microsoft PC, of course.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, it just doesn't. But at the same time,
Red Hood, jump on to our next, our final topic
of
the night, since I think this one is one that we missed the last time on Monday, so I think it's kind of a priority. It's a priority for us. Discuss it. It's kind of a rather, it's one of those topics that isn't really talked about. Go ahead. Redhead, you have the floor.
I do have the floor? Is it called self-advocacy?
Yes, come on.
Yeah.
Is it called self-advocacy?
Yes, that's the one that...
Yes!
Yes!
Finally! Yeah. Finally, the government gets it! Finally, there's a national push for self-advocacy!
Yes.
Great! This is good! This is fucking awesome! It's great! Why is it great? Because self-advocacy got us this program. Self-advocacy got us these characters. Self-advocacy got us everything that we've asked for in life. And it gets you shit too, viewer. That's right. You get shit as well.
And it's people start self-advocating for themselves. If you have an issue... be an advocate for yourself. Don't be the you don't have to be pushed around because of who's right, who's of thinking that a-okay for something to go on when it isn't. Because guess
no.
what? That's not living. That's far from it.
No,
that
it's not
that means
living.
That you're missing out on so much. And if you have the ability to be your own self-advocate, please, please take it into consideration because you could end up making changes in your own for yourself, and also could also be one way of giving others hope who you know as well. Especially if you're in situations that aren't the best.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you were going to say?
Go ahead.
No, I mean...
before we get going, since we have 2 minutes...
Yeah, I'm going to say this very quickly.
I want to just say something like that.
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. I was going to take care of what we need again. Just so to know, Real Abilities has posted on their Facebook the dates for their film festival, which you can find them at on Facebook under... Real Abilities New York Disability Film Festival. Definitely check it out. The dates. And you'll definitely hear us speaking about this. About Real Abilities in the next few months.
In the next few months. And we'll have
when
other
it comes
people.
To...
we're looking forward to Monday. Because we all know what Monday is on this podcast. Right?
Yes, and it's William Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett.
Mr. Feeney and Bonnie, William Daniels, otherwise known as Mr. Feeney to loads of people, and a ton of other stuff, as well as Kit and other people,
and
comes on the podcast, and we are so excited to have him and his wife, and they will be on for 2 hours, and it will be a blissful, a fantastic interview. Over the next few months, we are going to bring other people on as well. We can't announce who just yet, but we can reassure you that there are big,
because of
big names. They are names, people. Names! We want names, goddammit! Said the president.
Yes, and on that note,
I believe there is no time left. We gotta
hit the road. Yes, there's no time left. So stay tuned
about
Monday
40 seconds.
When we interview Mr. Feeney. Mr. Feeney and William Daniels, also known as Mr. Feeney, and Bonnie Bartlett on Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't want to miss it. Definitely tune in for more info. And get ready for an amazing ride that we have in store.
Definitely. And
bye.
We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from UJA Federation of New York. For a century, UJA has been a central force for positive change in New York, Israel, and 70 countries around the world. And today, it's easier than ever to volunteer, donate, or advocate for the causes you care about and have an impact. Make time for good at ujafedny.org.